Part 3, Unit 24.
Retreat in the Wilderness.
Like many Canadians, I love the wilderness. My favorite thing to do in the summertime is to go to my cottage on the lake. I can rest there and swim, hike and fish to my heart's content. My little place is a nice retreat from city life. It used to be a hunting lodge, but I have furnished it and decorated it, giving it a feminine touch. Every morning, I wake early and take a bath in the creek. I eat my breakfast on the deck over the lake, then go for a walk outdoors. At the end of the day, I can watch the sun as it sinks slowly below the horizon. I live in peaceful coexistence with the local wildlife. Sometimes the noisy chattering of squirrels will wake me up in the morning, but it's much better than the rumble of cars or honking horns.
Vocabulary. 1. Wilderness. Danny likes to camp in the wilderness, far from civilization. 2. Cottage. My sister rented a cottage for the holidays. 3. Content. Adam got a library card so that he can read to his heart's content. 4. Retreat. After working so hard, Tina spent a weekend at a relaxing retreat. 5. Lodge. After skiing, Paul went back to the lodge for a warm drink. 6. Furnish. Monica furnished her new apartment with a couch, bed, and table. 7. Feminine. Many people say pink is a very feminine color. 8. Creek. The bridge crossed over a small creek. 9. Deck. Patrick put his muddy boots out on the deck. 10. Horizon. The sun sank below the horizon as night fell. 11. Coexistence. People must live in peaceful coexistence with each other. 12. Wildlife. It is important not to harm endangered wildlife. 13. Chatter. The wilderness is full of the chatter of small animals. 14. Rumble. During the storm, I could hear the rumble of thunder. 15. Honk. David honked his horn to get his father's attention. 16. Horn. The taxi driver sounded his car horn at every intersection.